And then he turns to Simon and he tells him this wonderful story. And then he says this, "Simon, do you see this woman?" Now think about this. All that Simon had been staring at for the last half an hour is, "Oh my goodness, I don't believe this is happening." And then thinking, "Oh, this is wonderful. Look, why, if he was a prophet, he'd know who's touching him." All that Simon had been staring at was this woman. But Jesus looks at him and says, "Simon, I don't know if you noticed the woman weeping here at my feet." It's not because Simon did not see her physically, but Jesus was saying, "Simon, do you get this?" I'll go so far, Terry, as to suggest that what Jesus is trying to do is clue Simon in to where he ought to have been looking his whole life long.
That's right.
And that is at people who are in need and willing to say, "Will anybody help me to find out what's real and what's important in life? Simon, do you see this woman?" And Terry, as far as I'm concerned, what God is trying to say to me through this text is, "Jeff, look around your community. Do you see the people in your community that I have brought you here to this place to serve and teach and love and seek to bring to Jesus?" And I'm afraid that being in church doesn't always help me see them. I'm afraid that at times being at church blinds me to them. I'm afraid that if my mission is to be Jesus, I need to listen to Jesus say to me, "Jeff, look around outside your building